Clem from White Cowbell, Oklahoma. And baby, don't touch that dial, because you got it locked on C-I-T-R.
Good evening, Vancouver. It is such a northwestern Ontario type day, or I guess summer day. Normally I expect sort of July's to be like this, this massive haze coming from distant forest fires. Hopefully you guys up in Squamish are doing all right. This is CITR, Radio Free GAC starts now. We'll be right back. Quartet, the alias of Londoner Kieran Hebden, with Smile Around the Face, off his 2005 album, Everything Ecstatic. There's been a handful of EPs and remixes released as either Quartet, and as well as a couple collaborative works released under his own name, along with collaborating with Steve Reed. But since Everything Ecstatic was released, there's been no other album, really. There's a remix album released, and just another little compilation of some, like, lesser-known tracks, but no word on a new album quite yet. So enjoy yourselves, hopefully. Good evening. This is Radio Free Gak, your program based on soundtracks here on UBC's Righteously Rocking Station 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. You can find us online at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be your smooth operator until 9 o'clock Pacific. You can call me here at the booth at 604-822-2487. Make sure you dial your numbers correctly, since for some reason I had a couple of wrong numbers here in the past 5 minutes. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. We started off with a little bit of a 30-40 second burst there from Franco Godi, and that was from the theme to one of his countless soundtracks in Italy, and that was Violenza Negli Stadi. And Godi will be tonight's feature profile as we listen to various songs that the so-called Mr. Jingle wrote for TV, film, and commercials in Italy. But we'll kick things off with some leftover Sasquatch Festival songs, though if you've been going to any shows in the past week or so, you've probably seen these acts play live, since they either went here first or they came here afterwards. So here are two acts I missed. I had to leave early Monday to make it back in Vancouver from the Eastern Washington Badlands, so I missed these guys. And, of course, their consequent concert here in town last week, which I heard was phenomenal. So from their promising-sounding Vecca Timest album, here's Grizzly Bear with 2 weeks on CITR Vancouver.
instead of in a letter from Syria. You'll never return. I thought we had only now just begun. You're helping the truth, but things are fucked. Here now in my room, I tracked down your friend and won her heart over slowly. Back to you someday. La 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 la. It's all over now. I look for you everywhere I go. Fucked up here behind my door. I tracked down your friend and won her heart over slowly. Then I walked away. Hope it gets back to you someday.
There we had the Murder City Devils with Murder City Riot off their RIP 1996 to 2001 compilation. Came out through Sub Pop Records in 2003. And they played a mid-afternoon set on Saturday afternoon at Sasquatch, calling out to all the chess club freaks that were always picked on in school. And then that sort of sweetly coy and swearing song there, that was John Vanderslice with Sea and O Canal off this year's album, Romanian Names, available through Dead Oceans. And Vanderslice was highlighting the one of the side stages there. Again, another sort of the scorcher mid-afternoon sets that, at the very least, if you managed to sort of cope with that, then you probably ran to the comedy tent afterwards, where Aziz Ansari of Human Giant and obviously Parks and Rec fame right now had a killer comedy set there. Main thing at Sasquatch I wanted to check out was the Nine Inch Nails and Jane's Addiction tour there, since Nine Inch Nails have professed that this will be their last tour for a while based on their current prowess. And they're an act I've wanted to see for at least 17 years now, so their performance was a riot. I was expecting more instruments being smashed around on stage and more attitude that way, but man, when they could pull off a show. The Jane's Addiction reunion was phenomenal. I mean, of course, they've had multiple ones in the past, like decade or so, but this, they actually had the original bassist Eric Avery came back, and they can still play. The music sequencing was a little off since they sort of pulled out other 12 and 13 minute songs at the beginning, although I finally managed to catch Mountain Song before I completely froze in the cold desert night. Of course, Perry Farrell has the usual week between song banner there, talking about snakes and things like that, but I was pretty impressed how they were doing. So what we'll do right now is Nine Inch Nails and Jane's Addiction have put out a tour sampler as they're touring together on that sort of a ninja thing. They're also joined by Tom Morello's recent project, the Sweet Sweeper Cleaner something. Anyways, from that tour sampler, here's Nine Inch Nails with Not So Pretty Now. You're listening to CITR Vancouver.
big gamma ray. Down for black sky.
We heard was TV on the radio there, and that was the first track off their debut EP, and that was Satellite. That EP was called Young Liars, which was re-recorded at the time to appear on their first album. And TV on the radio had an excellent, at least looking set at Sasquatch and at the Malkin Bowl last Monday. But unfortunately, I think part of their sound is dependent on a really thick noise, and sometimes I guess the outdoor venues can't really capture it. So I know there was like baritone saxes and other elements there that were suppressed in the mix there. And before TV on the radio, we heard, what did we hear? Well, we started off with Nine Inch Nails there, with Not So Pretty Now, off of their 2009 tour single, Sampler, with their sort of companion tour with Jane's Addiction. And in the background here, we hear Calexico, who had a nice sort of appropriate mid-afternoon time slot in the main stage. And this is Inspiration from last year's Carried to Dust album. And, well, their entire set actually was very mariachi influenced, which it's okay in sort of small doses, but I know Calexico has a wide, varied palette with regards to their repertoire, so it felt a little bit constricted in many ways, but it was a good time was had by all. So, it is just about 8 o'clock here, Pacific, on CITR Vancouver. Stick around, and what we'll do is we'll get a little bit gothic and then a little bit choral before we head to our soundtrack profile on Franco Godi.
The lights are growing dim. I know a life of crime led me to this sorry fate. And yet, I blame society. Society made me what I am.
That's bullshit. You're a white suburban punk, just like me.
Feeling angsty? Blaming society? Come let it out at the Biltmore Cabaret on Friday, June 5th. Timber Productions proudly presents Akimbo from Seattle on tour to support their latest release, Jersey Shores. Doors at 8 p.m., show at 9:30. Akimbo with special guests Yellowknife celebrating their CD release and Opera Strike. Friday, June 5th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Brought to you by the Timber Productions and CITR 101.9 FM.
This is Lenny of Mass Grave. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Dainty is smarter, better dressed. Dainty is smarter, better dressed. Dainty is smarter, better dressed. Dainty clad here with our shoes. Dainty, lovely socks, rubber pants, or a dance. Dainty is smarter, better dressed. Dainty clad here with our shoes. Metal head.
Rasputina with antique high heel red doll shoes, and you spell that all one word. Remove all spaces. And you can find that off their 2002 EP, My Fever Has Broken. And it was around that time that there were once effectively a female trio of cellists, but they had become a duo plus drummer at the time. But the band's morphed a few times since then, though they're still retaining their predilection towards Victorian-era lyrics and style. And they are rumored to have a forthcoming album this year called Sister Kinderhook. And hopefully get to see that sometime soon. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here. I'm Gak. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Phone number for the studio here is 604-822-2487. That spells UBC-CITR. So yes, that was a bit gothic. We'll just sort of keep that way. And we'll actually keep a little bit of an East German theme here before we dip into the deep choral waters. So this band is called Hundred in the Hands, and it features one of the members from the Bogs along with one of their touring musicians. And based on the collaboration that these two people had, Jason Friedman and Eleanor Everdale, the Bogs dissolved. And Friedman and Everdale have been releasing their own music as of late and touring, opening for a lot of bands, including, we heard earlier, this show, TV on the Radio. And you can actually hear Everdale sing on Lover's Day off their recent album, Dear Science. But this is The Hundred in the Hands, and off their limited release EP of the same name, this is Dressed in Dresden.
out, slay me, hold me down, and hollow out my heart. And then again. And then you say it once, you slay it twice. Baby, hold me close, say I'm so in love.
Encourages her. You can tell from the full body cast that you're sorry that you asked, that you did everything you could like any decent person would. But I might be catching, so don't shuffle either. You're immune to gravity and stuff. Don't get me wet because the bandages will all come off. You can tell from the smoke at the stake that the current state is critical. But is there a little thing fine? Send the time it takes to break it. She can make up 10 excuses. Excuse her for the day. It's just the way the medication makes her. Necessarily believe there is a cure for this, so I might join your century, but only if the death will get us. I was too precarious, removed as necessary. I am the girl anachronism.
She is. That was the Dresden Dolls with Girl Anachronism. And pianist vocalist Amanda Palmer has had a high-profile solo career in the past few years, still carrying her Brechtian cabaret-influenced torch highly. Though, unfortunately, most of the news involving Palmer sadly deals with her battles with her record label Roadrunner over marketing and appearance. There was the infamous protest about her Leeds United video about her unappealing torso, which formed a great protest movement there amongst her fan base. Before that, we heard 100 in the Hands with Dressed in Dresden off of this year's self-titled. It was called Dressed in Dresden. Dressed in Dresden is the name of the song and the name of the EP. So this is Gak here on Radio Free Gak. Here is a mistake-free ad.
Mars.
Get ready to travel, Vancouver. Join with thousands as the North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference rocks Toronto from June 17th to June 21st.
5 days, 50 venues, and 500-plus bands, including Black Lips, Matt and Kim, Jason Collette, Health, The Burning Brides, and many more.
Countries, dozens of genres, plus 30 of the year's best music-related films.
Wristbands are already on sale. Check www.nxne.com for tickets and festival details.
Go to Toronto for North by Northeast, a fun festival, a little bit different than what you normally expect since you are basically almost rampaging from venue to venue. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here. I'm Gak. It's time to get choral. So it's a little gothic here at the beginning, but it gets progressively weirder. Starting off with the Medieval Babes, who are an ever-fluctuating chorus of women started by one of the members from Miranda Sex Garden. Lyrics tend to call upon old English texts about pagan rituals and other unholy tales. From their 1999 album, World's Bliss, here are the Medieval Babes with Earth Upon Earth. And there was Estonian composer Arvo Parts Suma, as performed by the Heliard Ensemble. And that was part of Parts Arvos, a tribute to the Russian filmmaker Andrei Tarkovsky, who died shortly after the completion of Arvos in 1987. And before Parts, that really low rumbling tone that we heard, David Stutz obviously processed in some way, and that was the Thousander Chant. Part of a soundtrack to a novel, and that actually is from the Islet album, spelled like Violet without the initial V, and it was released as a companion to Neal Stephenson's recent book, Anathem. And Anathem dealt with a story about monasteries devoted to preserving scientific knowledge for millennia, and Stutz created chants based on Stephenson's text, based on mathematical formulae to create music that the brothers or the friars would sing to pass along information. Here's one of the most recently popular vocal outfits that popped out randomly. Just towards the late 80s, there was a groundswell of appreciation for Bulgarian choirs and various compilations of their works released through Nonesuch Records. Off the 1988 album, Le Mystère des Voix Bulgares, Volume 2, here's the Bulgarian Radio and Television Choir with Di Li Do.
Hey. You got to go to the Lonesome Valley. You
Fairfield 4 with Lonesome Valley, easily found off the Oh Brother Where Art Thou soundtrack. Though you can comb various compilations by the longtime Southern Gospel troupe to find that song. And by long time, I mean they were founded in 1921 and they first started recording in the 40s. And before the Fairfield 4, if you really want old, we're going all the way back to 1907. And that was the ever-powerful Italian tenor Enrico Caruso with Mario Ancona with Del Tempio al Limitar. And Caruso stands as an important figure in recorded music, since most of the music for sale at the time were naughty songs that capitalized on the weird requirements to record, stuff like whistling and funny voices. But Caruso's recording of Vesti la Giuba from Leon Cavaglio's opera Pagliacci was so groundbreaking that it became the first million-selling record ever, despite the high price of gramophones at records of the time, which stands as testament to the marketing involved. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Lilo Blanco, composed by Franco Godi. I believe that was actually for a commercial back in, I think, the 70s or something like that. So that was Mulino Blanco. And you can find that on Volume 1 of Franco Godi's Music for Images and Messages, released in 1990 through Best Sound Records, which forms the basic crux of tonight's profile here on Radio Free GAC, CITR Vancouver. Franco Godi was known as Mr. Jingle in Italy because he composed thousands of little songs, either for little commercials, TV, film, what have you. If it needed some sort of background jingle to pitch it, almost like a Paul Anka or something like that, he was your guy. And most people sort of know him more for his other works. He actually did a lot of cartoon soundtracks, and I know him from two cartoons, specifically Signor Rossi, which was like a little short-form animation, like mid-70s of the short guy with a mustache. And then there's this weird very non-vocal sort of drawing. It was called La Linea, or The Line. And it was just something that sort of filled in. Like, I know when I grew up in Thunder Bay, this would air on TV Ontario all the time. Just this sort of line drawing with a hand sort of putting this figure through all this sort of machinations and then eventually falling apart in like 3 minutes or so. So actually, we'll listen to the background music composed by Franco Godi here. Actually, we'll listen to the full thing of La Linea, Episode 1 on Radio Free GAC.
Bayou Badou, Bayou Badou, Bayou Badou, Bayou Badou, Bayou Badou,
Bayou Badou, Bayou Badou, Bayou Badou, Bayou Badou, Bayou Badou, Bayou Badou, Bayou Badou, Bayou Badou, Bayou Badou, Bayou Badou, Bayou Badou, Bayou Badou, Bayou Badou,
Thank you. blah, 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 blah,
Quero ver o bago de gapapá, beiro, 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 bambapá, beiro, 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 bandida. Quero ver a grande confusão.
Attenzione alla formula! La mette nella cassaforte! Tra poco la formula sarà nelle nostre mani!
Formula.
Sì,
È la magica formula dell'oxelene contenuto nel Dixan. Vedi cara, l'oxelene è una formula scientifica straordinaria che dona al bucato un magico splendore.
Che bucato splendido! E che candeggio luminoso!
Naturalmente, perché Dixan contiene xelene.
È davvero un detersivo di qualità superiore.
Sì, ecco perché le grandi marche di lavatrici raccomandano Dixan, il detersivo a schiuma frenata.
La 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 la, la mia pupa ecco qua. Oh 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 oh, ed io pure ce l'ho. La sua bimba dispettosa che non sa obbedir, piange e strilla la piccina sempre sempre più.
Vuol restare sveglia per guardare la TV.
Bom 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 bom,
bom 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 bom,
bom 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 bom.
Perde la pazienza, Maria Rosa gliele dà.
Classe stelle, che felicità! La sposina col marito si divertirà. Vento in poppa, sole a prora, sembra di volar.
Va come un delfino quella barca sopra il mar.
Invidiosa Maria Rosa, come lei vuol far? Col fiacco maritino vuole navigar. Bene o male quella barca corre dentro il mar.
Ma ben presto è chiaro che al timone non sa star.
In roulotte scintillante la sposina va. Per monti e verdi prati, che felicità!
Cieli azzurri e stelle alpine stanno ad ammirar la disinvoltura che dimostra nel guidar.
Maria Rosa invidiosa verso i monti va. Marito come sempre sonnecchiando sta.
Bom 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 bom,
tutto male le va
in campagna.
Tutto male le va
in campagna
e finisce così
in campagna.
Bom 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 bom.
Due bistecche sulla brace stanno a rosolar. In un attimo son cotte, pronte da gustar.
L'altra insiste ma fallisce.
Mi domando che cosa devo fare per assomigliare a te.
Indora, indora, cuoce gusto.
All right, we'll play as many jingles as we can in the background here. There's no way on earth I can summarize all the little, like, 5-10 second fragments we heard there, but it just gives you a wide appreciation for the scope of crazy selling music that Franco Godi produced. So this was all available through Music for Images and Messages, Volume 1, if you can find that compilation. We started off with a series of songs called Tantan de Sabia, which seemed to be sort of like newer compositions based on sort of the synthetic background there. Then aside from that, there was something called So to Speak, the wondrously titled Mr. X in Search of the Lost Cleansing Can, which summarized that sort of like that two and a half minute burst there, where it's sort of like a noir film before it burst into like another little 10-second thing, pitching you, I guess, the cleaning thing. Then we had Bertoli, The Adventures of Maria Rosa. And then we're listening to in the background here a whole series of classic-oriented commercials. He had a series of kids-oriented commercials as well, too. There's adult and, like, romantic, and there's a crazy range there. So that's about it for this crazy episode of Radio Free GAC. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is the Jazz Show here on CITR 101.9 FM with your host, Gavin Walker. Then tomorrow morning, we have Pacific Picking at 6 a.m. with Arthur and Andrea. And if you missed any of this week's Radio Free GAC, you can download the MP3 as a podcast. You just go to www.citr.ca, click on the schedule link, and you can find it that way as well. You can also go to gak.ca, my website, which needs a little bit of repairs, but there's a link there to the podcast. If not, just go to iTunes, go to podcasts, do a search for CITR. I'll be there. We'll close this episode with a little birthday tribute to an architectural institution, the Big Ben Clock. The British Parliament turned 150 years old yesterday in tribute. We'll listen to a wax cylinder recording from 1890 of the Westminster Chimes. Then we'll close with The Church off their 1999 covers album based on influences. We'll listen to their take of Ultravox's Hiroshima Mon Amour. So enjoy the summer weather of Vancouver. Be mindful of all the trees. We have forest fires galore here. So take care. We'll see you in a week.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. The time is 9 p.m. Stay tuned now for